Hi, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me here today on this week's podcast. Today, I have a lovely guest on the show. Her name is V. She is a coach, channel, and manifesting expert. She specializes in helping people discover what blocks their manifesting power and helps them break through it. She specifically helps people with manifesting love and abundance. Thank you so much for joining me today on the show, B.
Thank you for having me, Dina.
So I was wondering, B, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and how it is you came to learn about manifesting.
Yes, so I had watched The Secret a long, long time ago, a couple of years ago, and I tried to make it work for myself. I would do the visualizations. I would try to think positive and think about my desired outcomes and all the things that they talk about. But yet I found myself in a horrible situation where I was stuck in a job that I really hated, where I never wanted to go. You know, the feeling when you just do not want to get out of bed, you just want to stay in bed and watch Netflix all day long. Each time I went there, I was like, oh, I want to go back. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And then also, I was in a horrible, horrible relationship with an abusive man, which was my Cinderella horror story, really. And I was like, what is going on around me? I think I'm in the wrong movie. Please, can someone just stop, rewind? I need to redo this.
Yeah.
It's, that kind of situation. And I got more deeply into the law of attraction and more deeply into self-help and energy healing and working with the universe. And I understood that I had basically manifested that reality into my life, that I had created that somehow by things like I had a lot of limiting beliefs or manifestation blocks, as I call them. For example, I thought I'm not smart enough to have a better job, or that I'm not good enough to do things on my own. I need a Prince Charming who comes and rescues me. I need a strong man like that who can take care of me. And all these beliefs really put me into this situation, into this bad situation, where it was like a mirror from my inside. My outside was a mirror image, really, from my beliefs that I had. Because if you believe that you need a strong man and you can't do things on your own and you're not enough, then you go and get a guy like that and you put up with that for way too long. Although my intuition told me you need to get out, something is not right, I still stayed in that relationship for way too long, for 3.5 years, not listening to my intuition and not following the steps, until it finally got so worse that I just couldn't take it any longer. So luckily it got so worse, because that changed things around for me. And I realized, okay, if I stay here any longer, it's gonna end so bad that I need to get out. So, and when I got out of the situation, out of the relationship, I even deepened my inner work. I got deeper into energy healing and was able to heal my limiting beliefs by energy healing, remove my manifestation blocks, turn things around, all my beliefs about I'm not enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I can't make it on my own. So yeah, that's the story.
So I have some questions about that for you. So for example, you said that watching The Secret or reading The Secret really kind of set you on this path. So what was it about The Secret that all of a sudden, or I don't even know if it was all of a sudden, but what was it about that message coming from The Secret that made you feel like I can really do this? Was it something that you believed automatically, or did it take time to really believe, okay, I can create something better for myself?
It took some time. At first, I got so excited when I watched The Secret. I sent it to my sister. I said, oh my God, you have to watch this. It's amazing. You just have to think about stuff, and then it materializes in your life. You can change your reality. I still remember how excited I was talking to my sister on the phone, and she watched it too, and we were like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Let's do this. And it did work. I manifested a few cool things like a laptop and just a few things like that. But then really these bad things started to happen after that, and then I also, at first I did the practices, then I stopped them. Then all these things happened in my life, and I was like, okay, I think there is a missing part to The Secret. I know it works for other people, but why isn't it working out for me the way that I want? And for me, that missing link was discovering the manifestation blocks and using energy healing to heal that.
So let's first talk about, because I know you help people manifest love and abundance. So let's first talk about manifesting love, because I think there are, like you said, I think people have blocks, and that's why they're having issues attracting people into their lives or manifesting mm-hmm. like a lifelong partner. So my question to you is, how do you begin to help people manifest, I guess, like a new partner? Should they first like focus on manifesting, you know, small, like manifesting a date, or should they go big and already try to manifest the lifelong partner they're looking for?
So the very first step is knowing the self-worth. So that's where you start actually dating yourself, because if you don't know your own self-worth, then you end up with guys that are not good for you, or maybe you are too desperate, and that will send out the wrong vibration, because who wants to date someone who's desperate, right?
Right.
Yeah. So really the very first step is to date yourself, to love yourself, and then the next step is to open up for new possibilities, and that can be anything between nice dates. Eventually most women want to have a life partner, and just realizing, knowing exactly what you want, and being open, sending out the right vibration of love, joy, happiness, really being on the high vibe wave, as I like to call it, because then the energy that you send out is so different, and you attract different people into your life. I had amazing stories to my clients happen. We started to work together, they raised their vibration, they improved their self-love and know their self-worth, and They go to a coffee shop that they had been frequented often before, and suddenly on one day they meet a guy and they fall in love and get married.
And then done.
Yes. Then done.
So I do have a question for you, because you said, you know, you noticed that there were obviously some things that were not addressed or that were missing in The Secret. So when it comes to manifesting love, like you said, people have issues of self-worth, and that's why we maybe have a tendency to attract people who, you know, also don't value who we are and treat us the way we maybe expect or believe mm-hmm. that we should be treated. So how do you have any recommendations for people who are struggling with issues of self-worth, because especially women, because as I'm sure you're aware, you know, there is probably, you know, at least in the United States, there is this culture of your image, having to look mm-hmm. a certain way to be, you know, to have self-worth, but obviously nobody looks the same. So how do you, you know, what I would say, what recommendations do you have for people, but even specifically women, to start to address issues of self-worth?
So they can start to ask, this is a practice that I love to do, is to ask different questions, because then you'll get different results. What I mean by that is ask the universe, the higher power, God, whatever you may like to call it, what would it take for me to love myself more? Just asking a different question will give you different answers. The universe will send you different answers, because your awareness is more open, you're more sensitive to new possibilities, things that you see, things that you've noticed about yourself. For me, for example, it was, I always had like love-hate relationship with my tummy, with my belly. Mm-hmm. Like
I think a lot of women do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when I asked that question, I got the intuition that I just needed to send love to that area of my body. And I started to say, when I was taking a shower, when I was getting dressed, just say, you know what, I love you.
I like that. I think everyone should all try that.
Yes, and that really, really helped. I know it sounds so weird, but I just really said, I love you, you're so beautiful, I love you, my dear tummy or belly. And it really, literally, it helped so much. Suddenly, I wouldn't feel so ashamed, or I wouldn't look at that part bad anymore, or I would say thank you for giving space to my organs, just things like that. And when I started to do that, I also started to suddenly take care of myself in a better way, and I started to lose weight, and I got a waist which I before never really had, and suddenly my body started to change, and I started to get a waist, and I was like, wow, this really works, I can't believe it. I mean, I don't look like Kim Kardashian, I don't have that waist, but
I have a question about this then, because I know that there is a lot of work that goes into manifesting. Like you said, you when you started trying to do this, you were able to manifest some things, but then you started to have maybe experiences you weren't expecting. So in terms of, again, manifesting love for people, you did kind of speak about using energy work to kind of help with that. So can you speak a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. So I always had, since I was a child, I always had this connection to a higher energy. And I learned to use that energy and direct that energy into areas that the blocks are seated, because we are all surrounded by an energy field, our vibration. And that vibration communicates with the universe. And I mean, some people can see auras, right?
Right.
And we are all actually just vibrational beings. And I just learned that I could, or how I could connect myself or other people to the higher energy by focusing, by meditation, and direct that energy into in areas of their aura, vibrational and field, to remove these blocks.
So when again, when somebody's, you know, trying to manifest a partner, and let's say they're doing some of the things that you're speaking about, they're sending more love to their body, and they are trying to identify, you know, some of these areas where there are blocks. Do you ever come into contact with clients who have issues of just self-love?
Oh yeah, I think the fewest women do not have issues with self-love.
Right.
It's a small percentage that doesn't struggle with that. We women really have this issue because, as you said, we have this ideals, the body ideals, or the models, skinny, tall models that are photoshopped and look perfect, and we idolize them. And yeah, the beauty industry really makes us women feel unworthy and imperfect, and that leads to struggle. And especially in the US, here in Europe, it's a bit less. I mean, in the US, it's really a bit more extreme, but we still have that. So we are here in Europe, have total self-love issues.
So how do you begin to, how do you help your clients begin to address those issues of self-love?
So first of all, I find out with them where that comes from. So what do they believe about themselves? Maybe it's they were not loved as a child, or they think they have some kind of not enough feeling, that they are not tall enough or not smart enough or not skinny enough, or just any of these not enough feelings. And I specify which one it is exactly, because when we specify which one it is, we then can take that and work with it. Because if it's too broad, then you need to be really specific, and you need to know everyone has many, many limiting beliefs. It's usually not just one. But there are very often top one or two that are the most important in that phase of their life. And first we discover exactly which beliefs they have, which manifestation blocks they have, and which ones are the ones that holding them back the most at the moment, or which one has led to repeating his stories in their life. For me, it was, for example, I always would manifest jobs that I really didn't like, with bosses that I didn't like, and there was the same story was repeating itself over and over and over again. And that's actually just the universe telling you, girl, you need to look at your beliefs. There's something going on. You need to work on yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
I completely understand that, because I think that everyone who's listening can totally relate. And I think the reason people are kind of attracted to books like The Secret and any type of manifestation in general is because they're miserable.
Yes.
You know, in multiple ways in their lives, and they are looking for a new way of living and being. And I did want to ask you an additional question about manifesting love. So when you're working with your clients and you're helping them to identify, you know, what the issues are, and you're helping them work through that, how long do you think, just as an estimation, how long do you think someone should be working on themselves before even trying to attract a new partner?
That's a good question. Like for some people, it works really, really fast because they are very open to change. They want to change. They are very willing to let go of things, and they do the work in between. So I give them statements to work with during the sessions, and the more someone is willing to put in the work, letting go of stuff, the faster results come. So that can be within a few days if you're really committed, believe that you can do it and put in the work, then change can come just within a week, or poof, sometimes it's just they do it, the energy gets released, they kind of feel sleepy and tired for 2 or 3 days because that's energy leaving their bodies. And at least that layer is gone. It's always, the work is always like an onion. You have a lot of layers that you need to peel off, basically. But change can come within a few days. I've experienced that, yeah.
So for yourself, when you were in that relationship and you had started thinking about The Secret, when you left that relationship and you started working on yourself, did you try to manifest a new partner, or did you hold off on that because you were afraid maybe you would manifest the same thing?
No, I mean, I knew that I had to work on myself first. It took a bit longer for myself because I did it all by myself and I didn't get any help, which wasn't the best idea. Maybe I just wasted time of my life basically to do that. But I mean, I was able to heal it, and I looked back at the patterns that I had, and I wasn't then afraid that would happen again, because I knew I rose my vibration, I loved myself, I knew what I wanted, I knew what to look out for, and I knew that same pattern would not repeat itself.
So when you're working with your clients, let's say that they have done like this inner work, and they worked on healing themselves from the inside out, and then they feel like they're ready to go ahead and start manifesting this partner. Mm-hmm. Do you recommend that somebody sits down and visualizes what they want? Do they need like a vision board, et cetera? What's your recommendation for the next step?
So definitely visualization, vision boards, everything that helps them. And it just works. Everything that's good for you, everything that raises your vibration, that will definitely help and work. For vision boards, I have a method where I usually do 2 or 3 different vision boards. For example, because I experienced when I started to do vision boards, I would do this really huge, big dreams. I'm gonna be this, I'm gonna have that, and all these really huge, huge dreams. And then I would get disappointed when things didn't happen. So what I recommend now is having, let's say, 2 vision boards. One is the smaller stuff, and the other one is with bigger stuff. Because if you have the smaller stuff, the vision board with the smaller things, and they manifest quickly, then you'll feel good about it, and it will keep your belief going in the law of attraction, and then you know that it's working for you, and you get motivated to do more, to be more positive, to put in more work, and then eventually the bigger stuff will also become your reality. So I have this, at least I sometimes do two, sometimes three. It depends on.
So when you have these, you know, vision boards, are you telling your clients that they need to look at the vision boards like twice a day? Are they sitting in meditation, you know, with those pictures in their mind? Like, how do you interact with the vision
board? So it's very different for everyone. It's different. I always say whatever lets you feel good. So if it lets you feel good to look at it every day, to have it beside your mirror or in a, somewhere in your closet or something like that, where you can see it daily, then by all means do that. But if you are someone who tends to obsess about things, then it's better to just fold it and put it away and maybe take it out once a month or once every 3 months, because then you set it and forget it and let go of it. You do not obsess about it. So it depends on the client.
So do you think that when we're manifesting a partner, I have a couple of questions about this. Do you think that sometimes, like when you are really, you know, making your first attempt at trying to attract either a new boyfriend, girlfriend, that the universe will test you and send you someone who you, you know, the type of person you used to attract, just to see if you really are clear on what you want?
Yeah, that definitely happens. It doesn't happen all the time, like, but it does happen that you will get tested for sure. And the best thing is not to lose faith, to still believe in it, to not let yourself drag down and say, oh, this is all not working out. I still meet this man that it doesn't work out with. And it's so important to know, okay, the universe is testing you, and keep your faith up, put in the work, and the right one will come.
And I think my last question related to just the love section, are you also of the belief that divine timing has an effect on when you're actually going to meet this person you're trying to attract?
Oh, yes, for sure. There is definitely divine timing. So you can always try to manifest things, but you should always also say this or something better, because the universe knows best. And there is for sure divine timing, and it will happen. It definitely will happen that the... I have a cool story with that. It wasn't a boyfriend, but I had once done a reading, and then with a psychic lady, and she said, I'm going to meet someone then and then, and he's going to work in security, and he will be like a guardian angel. He'll help you and get you settled, because I had moved into a city which she didn't know about. I had moved into the city. Then a couple of months later, I went to some conference, and actually I should have gone there a week earlier, but suddenly I got sick and I had to postpone to a week later, and things like that happened. And then I met someone there, and I did not make the connection at all, but we became friends and he helped me around in the city so much, but I never connected that. And then 3 months after I met him, he got a job in security. that was just, that happened. And then the bell ring, and I was like, oh my God, it's that guy that she talked about. And he just got the job, and he just got it. He didn't even have the job before. And it was just this crazy story where the universe really made it happen that we meet, because I wasn't intended to get sick, and I suddenly got sick, and he was actually also not intended to go to the conference at that time, but something happened at his end that he had to move it to that date. So that was so divine timing that we'll meet there and get along, and he'll help me. So it's just, there's just the proof. I mean, for me, that's the proof.
Definitely. It's a great story too. Yeah. So I wanted to move on from love to talking about money, because I am so sure that everyone in general is looking, you know, they're always searching for a way to bring more money into their life, myself included. And I think that a lot of us mentally hold a lot of blocks in our minds, given the beliefs that we've had as a child in terms of, you know, how money is evil and how rich people are bad. And we, you know, we carry all of these very negative thoughts. So I wanted to kind of ask you, you know, how do you begin to work with clients who have these very strong, like, negative beliefs about money?
Oh, yeah. My belief list about money is the longest part.
I believe it. Totally.
Yes. Yeah, I had this crap in my mind where I thought I need to work hard to make money. I cannot make money with things that I love. I cannot do it by myself. And yeah, just things like that. So again, the process is very similar to love, because the processes of discovering and letting go is always, it's almost the same. If it's love, money, health, it doesn't really matter. So it's, again, just really discovering what it is, forgiving yourself that you have this belief, or that you made maybe investments that were not the smartest, or that you spent your money and didn't save it properly before. Just forgiving yourself for doing these mistakes, starting with where you are, and knowing that it's possible to improve, and then also using statements to ask the universe different questions, how they can let go, how they can feel more abundant, how they can experience more abundance. Or I also love to, with the abundance, to let my clients experience abundance. So for example, that can be in nature, because nature is so abundant, going out, especially in summer, when all the flowers are there and it's so beautiful outside. And or you can just feel abundance when you go and pick up a nice exotic fruit that you usually wouldn't pick up, or a nice chocolate, or just something else nice for you, having a bubble bath with a glass of champagne or green juice or whatever you like. Just stepping into the feeling of abundance, and knowing that this feeling of abundance is there, is available to you at all times, and it doesn't depend on how much money you have currently on your bank account. Because if you do not feel abundant, if you cannot create the feeling of abundance in the present moment, it will actually not matter how much money you have. Because if you have more money, your money mindset, your abundance blocks will still be there. And then you will either spend that money, you still will not feel abundance because you just cannot handle it, and things like that. So it's a mistake to think, oh, once I have a lot of money, I will feel abundant and things will fall into place. No, that will not happen. You most probably will, either you will put that money away, never touch it because you're afraid to lose it, or you'll spend it, or there are all these bad money habits that get even worse if you do not work on that now with little money. They will not improve with more money. They will just get even worse.
So I think, and I totally agree with what you're saying, having this, you know, mindset, but also feeling and experiencing that the universe in itself and the earth in itself is naturally abundant and that things are always replaced. I think for a lot of people, the struggle comes with what you just said. It's the fact that we do look at our bank accounts and we see that we barely have enough. So I think taking the leap from, you know, the experience of not having enough to feeling like you have more than enough is a massive leap for most people to take and to really believe it.
Yes, it is. But it's so important to do it, because you really need to step into the feeling of abundance to attract more abundance. Because if you run around thinking, I do not have enough, I do not have enough, guess what? That's what's going to show up more for you, not having enough. But if you walk around and appreciate the little things that you have, then your energy changes and you will attract more abundance into your life. And I invite everyone to also express gratitude to what they have, and also to count things that flow into them, because very often we do not even appreciate or see what we have. That maybe you have a lot of vouchers that you receive but never really notice as abundance flowing on, or you didn't do your tax return and or didn't claim your tax rebate or things like that, or you have three different accounts with a bit of money there and a bit of money there, but never really taking care of things. And really, everyone should start to count everything that flows to them, if it's free stuff or money or a discount that they receive. And then that's a good start to see that there really is abundance coming in. And also taking care of finances in a good way, because it's nice to count what you receive and not just the bills that you have to pay.
Definitely. And I do have a question about this. I know you said the process is kind of the same when it is to manifesting love, but when you're working with clients who are either in debt or who are just looking to manifest money to pay some bills or have some extra cash, again, is it, are you visualizing the amount that you want? And if so, should you start small first, or should you, you know, try to visualize this massive amount? Like, what's your recommendation?
So visualizing is always good. So if you feel good with it, just really do it. And you should be really specific of what you know. So you need to know, do you want to have 5,000? Do you want to have 10,000 or 50,000 or whatever the amount is, or maybe 500 or 50? I don't really mind, but it needs to be an amount that you believe in. So if you want to manifest 5 million by tomorrow, but you're just usually make 50,000 a year, then it's going to be hard for you to believe in it.
Right.
So you need to start with an amount that you believe in. Maybe you believe in $500, then start with $500, and then try to manifest the $500 in a week. And maybe you'll get somewhere a big discount, or you'll get 2 or 3 discounts. Just count that together. Be aware of what abundance is flowing to you, because if you are aware of that and express gratitude and you feel abundance, the universe will respond to that. And you'll just resonate with more abundance, and more abundance will flow into your life.
So in terms of the manifestation process, as you just kind of said, you know, be very specific about the amount that you want. However, my question for you is, do you tell your clients that they should pick a certain date by which they want the money to arrive?
Yes. So there should be a time limit. It is like I said, it's, if you do not believe that you'll have 5 million by tomorrow, then don't do that. But if you believe that you can manifest $500 in 3 weeks, then yes, put 3 weeks on that. Because if you manifest that money in this 3 weeks, it's great. But also put on there, or something better, because maybe these $500 are not meant to come to you within these 3 weeks, because something else is meant to happen for you. So always have the statement, this or something better. Because the universe knows better, it has a better plan, a bigger plan for you that you may not be able to see. And it's so important not to lose faith.
So, Mike, I have a couple of questions. So in terms of, again, manifesting money, let's say that, I don't know, let's say I'm your client and I have this number in mind, like I'm trying to manifest, I don't know, $300 in 2 weeks, but I'm in this process of working with you and I'm trying to stay uplifted, keep my vibration high, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But then I all of a sudden receive like a big unexpected bill. So what is your recommendation for people who kind of have that experience sometimes when they're trying to manifest?
Yeah, so this is also life and things will happen. So it's a mistake to think, oh, I have the law of attraction now and everything is going to be amazing and going to be great and nothing ever will go wrong in my life ever again. So if you have this expectation, then you will be disappointed, because the life has its limits and life has its ups and downs, and we are here to learn and grow from these experiences. And there will always be things that do not go your way, and knowing that and accepting that is so important. It was so important to me because that's what happened to me. I thought, oh, the law of attraction, everything is going to be so amazing in my life, and then everything went south. And that was because I had this expectation, oh, I just need to do this and my life will always be amazing. No, it won't, because it's still life. There will be ups and downs, and it's okay that happens. And once you have this belief ingrained in you that life is going to happen to you and not everything will go your way, but things are there for you to learn and to grow and to see problems maybe as gifts. I know it's hard to think of something bad happening currently in your life as a gift, but maybe problems are gifts, and if we see it like that and if we try to learn from them and grow personally, then they are gifts. I, for example, yes, my relationship was really bad, but I learned from it so much that I'm a better person now. If that bad thing hadn't happened to me, I probably would not be doing this work now and wouldn't be helping people to manifest things, to improve their lives. And yeah, it's just about the resistance. Do not resist all the things that happen.
Definitely. And I think, like you said, to your point in particular, you know, we're still experiencing life and we'll still have, you know, we'll still encounter unexpected situations and issues. And but it doesn't mean to lose faith in the process of manifestation as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to say, V, you've really given us a lot of good recommendations and advice today, and you've really helped us to, I think, help a lot of people to start really taking that leap of faith to work on love and abundance. So I was wondering if you could please tell people how to connect with you online.
So I have a Facebook group, a free Facebook group that everybody can join, where I share valuable tips about manifesting and all things related to that, where I share videos, and it's a really nice community, and I invite everyone to come and join us there.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Bea. This has been super helpful and I've really enjoyed having you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you everyone for listening. This has been Intuitive Awakening. Until next time. Bye-bye.